Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a difficult situation. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about challenging experiences, making describe a time when you faced a difficult situation a common and important topic. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into specific examples, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about a difficult situation. They want to assess your ability to describe a personal experience clearly and coherently, express emotions and reactions, use a range of vocabulary related to challenges and problem solving, demonstrate your ability to reflect on past experiences. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner might ask general questions related to difficulties or challenges. Here are some possible questions. Do you think it's important to face difficult situations in life? How do you usually deal with problems? Are you good at solving problems? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner. Do you think it's important to face difficult situations in life? Sample answer. Absolutely. I believe facing difficult situations is crucial for personal growth. Overcoming challenges helps us develop resilience and problem-solving skills. In my experience, each obstacle I've encountered has taught me valuable lessons and made me stronger. Without facing difficulties, we might never realize our true potential or learn how to adapt to unexpected circumstances. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Now let's focus on a cue card related to our main topic. Describe a time when you faced a difficult situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, how you handled it, and explain how you felt about it. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a particularly challenging situation I encountered during my final year of university. It was about 2 years ago when I was working on my thesis project. The difficulty arose when my primary research source, a local company I was collaborating with, suddenly withdrew their support just 2 months before my submission deadline. This left me in a precarious position, as a significant portion of my project relied on data from this company. To handle this unexpected setback, I had to act quickly and decisively. Firstly, I reached out to my thesis advisor to explain the situation and seek guidance. Together, we brainstormed alternative approaches. I then spent the next week frantically contacting other companies in the same industry, explaining my predicament and requesting their cooperation. Fortunately, one company agreed to help, but this meant I had to rapidly adapt my research methodology and rewrite substantial sections of my thesis. I devoted every spare moment to the project, often working late into the night to meet my deadline. Looking back, I feel a mix of emotions about this experience. Initially, I was incredibly stressed and anxious, fearing I might not complete my thesis on time. However, as I worked through the problem, I felt a growing sense of determination and resilience. Ultimately, I felt immense pride and relief when I successfully submitted my thesis on schedule. This experience taught me valuable lessons about adaptability, perseverance, and the importance of having a backup plan. It also boosted my confidence in my ability to handle unforeseen challenges, which has been incredibly useful in my professional life since graduating. Possible follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to problem solving? Do you think universities should create more challenging situations for students? Sample answer, band 8-9, for question 1. This experience fundamentally altered my approach to problem solving. It taught me the importance of remaining calm under pressure and thinking creatively. Now, when faced with challenges, I instinctively start by assessing the situation objectively, considering multiple solutions, and creating contingency plans. I've also learned to leverage my network more effectively, understanding that sometimes the best solutions come from collaborative efforts. This shift in mindset has made me more resilient and adaptable in both my personal and professional life. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Do you think people today face more difficult situations than in the past? Sample answer, band 7-8. That's an interesting question. I believe that while the nature of difficulties has changed, it's hard to say definitively if people today face more challenges than in the past. On one hand, we have made significant progress in areas like healthcare and technology, which have solved many problems our ancestors faced. However, modern life has introduced new challenges such as increased work pressure, information overload, and complex social issues. For instance, the rapid pace of technological change means people today need to constantly adapt and learn new skills to remain competitive in the job market. This wasn't as much of an issue in the past. Additionally, the rise of social media has created new forms of social pressure and mental health challenges that previous generations didn't experience. On the other hand, many of the difficulties faced by people in the past, such as widespread poverty, lack of education, and limited access to information, have been significantly reduced in many parts of the world. Ultimately, I think it's not so much about the quantity of difficulties, but rather their nature. Each era brings its own unique set of challenges, and it's our ability to adapt and find solutions that matters most. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Resilience, zilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, facing challenges helps build resilience. Adaptability, deptability, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, adaptability is crucial in today's rapidly changing world. Perseverance, severance, noun, persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Example, her perseverance in the face of adversity was admirable. To overcome, overm, verb, to succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. Example, she overcame numerous obstacles to achieve her goals. To devise, devise, verb, to plan or invent a complex procedure or system. Example, we need to devise a strategy to address this issue. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing difficult situations. Practice narrating personal experiences clearly and coherently. Develop a rich vocabulary related to challenges and problem solving. Work on expressing emotions and reactions authentically. Learn to reflect on past experiences and draw meaningful conclusions. Use a variety of complex sentence structures to demonstrate linguistic flexibility. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural use of advanced vocabulary and grammar structures. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about difficult situations in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on handling challenging topics in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to manage a crisis.